So we're preaching a relationship with God who is here. We're preaching a relationship with God who is on earth. Friendship with God who is doing something right now in this life. Faith leads to hope. And there we are again. There's that word. And here we are in the middle of a sermon. Faith that the actions of God in the past point to an ongoing activity today. The stuff that he did, little baby, born in Bethlehem, is actually matters something right here. If it doesn't change what's happening right here, what's the point of that? People need to have their hearts changed. Behavior needs to line up with the stuff you say you believe. Now, does that bring conviction to anyone in the room? That my behavior doesn't line up with the stuff I say I believe. I figure it's everyone in the room. And I figure that some of us beat ourselves up over little things and our friends would say, oh, shucks, that ain't a thing, right? But some of us are numb to the things that we do that are wrong. And God is here to change that today. Some of us have been affected by other people and the way that they do things and they're not right. And we got a grudge, we have an issue, and we actually have to let that go to God because Jesus died for that offense. So the thing that I got on my shoulder weighing me down, my sin, lead weight in my pockets, can't go swimming with that. I need to confess and give it up. The thing that people have done to me that I hold their marker, they're going to hell because I got the proof, right? That we release to God. I'm not the judge of that. God is. And God decided that in Jesus Christ, there's forgiveness. So I don't hold that marker. So there you are, set free and releasing in the face of the gospel today. That just happened. Do you agree with that? Nod your head like a bobblehead on a like a children's toy. Yeah. Okay. So we're getting there. We're almost there. Faith leads to hope. Faith that the actions of God in the past are leading to activity today. What God did then, he does now. He sets free now. He delivers now. He heals now. He puts an end to curses that people speak over themselves. Oh, I'm using the words that people used against me in the past, and I believe it now, so I say it to myself in the mirror. That's a curse spoken over yourself. It needs to be renounced. You are who God says you are, not who you think you are. Pride is when you think you're all that, and God says, not so sure, right? But then there's also that, we call it low self-esteem or something like that. You know, I'm just a worm. Well, you know, yes, agree with the Puritans. I can blow it all the time. You know, I saw a line in a movie once where a mother said to her daughter, and her daughter was messing up her life royally, and the mother turned to her daughter and said, honey, sometimes low self-esteem is just good common sense. You know, and that was hard. That was harsh. But in the movie, you were so glad someone said it because the mom needed to let the daughter know. Boom. That's not how we talk to each other. Generally, that's a bit harsh. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth. But only that thing that, what, builds people up, that imparts grace to the hearer. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do you memorize scripture? Because it's useful. It saved Jesus in the desert, toe-to-toe with Satan, his memorized scripture. Of course, he's God, and so Jesus quoting scripture, maybe that's a, you know, a given. But if Jesus needed scripture to defend himself against Satan in the desert, living a human life, how are you going to do without the scripture in you? About the hope of the promises of God that stand and defend. We need that. We do need that. We're seeing this when God did the things then and he does them now, it points to hope in the greater something he has promised. And we're seeing things unfold in history. So there is this baby born. And there is this church that survives Nero. And there is this Jewish nation that is not extinguished by Hitler. And there is this election that needs to happen next week. And in between, I need to face Monday. It's all going on. And where is the hope? And what do we do? Now, Paul wrote to the Hebrews and he said, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance of things we cannot see. Do you know that verse? It's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and confident of things we cannot see. That's another translation. In 2 Corinthians, he writes in the first chapter, he delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.